Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you'll stay tuned. I know that through God's Word, God has a message for us today that will encourage us and lift us up, so stay tuned. But first, I'd like to pray with you. Father, in the sweet, holy name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, there's no other name given among heaven whereby we must be saved except through the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you reach down and touch the hearts of the men and women. And I pray, Lord, that the men and women that are not born again, that you deal with them in your love and mercy and draw them unto salvation. We pray for those that are sick and those that are financially in trouble, for the runaway children and the grandchildren, for those who are on drugs and alcohol. Lord, those that are bound by Satan, that you deliver them today. God, we pray for those that are incarcerated, that they need a touch today of encouragement. I ask that you give it to them. And Lord, I pray especially for our country and ask God that you touch America, bring a revival to our land. But Lord, we ask that revival begin in our hearts even now in Jesus' name. And I pray for our leaders, God, that you'll give our leaders a backbone and courage to serve you and not be ashamed of the name of Jesus. Bring us back to the cross, Lord. Bring us back to the cross. Bring us back to the foot of the cross. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to speak from a portion of scripture that most of us have heard since the Bible story since children, but as if you're like me, you never grow tired of reading all these verses in the Bible, Bible stories, because each time I read, I get something new and something fresh because God's Word is living. God's Word was not written by men. God's Word was inspired by the Holy Ghost, written by men that was moved upon the Holy Ghost. It's not some a wise book that people wrote. It's divine inspiration of God. And when you read God's Word and you live God's Word becomes active in your life, and God's Word will bring life and peace and joy. And God's Word gives us the power to be overcomers. And if we'll get in God's Word, we'll see great and mighty things. I love what the Lord told Joshua before they went in to cross over to the other side of Jordan. He said, tomorrow God's going to show you some marvelous things. God's going to do wonders in your sight. And God will do wonders in your life if you'll take this word and apply it to your heart. Today I want to talk about hearing the sound. When you hear certain sounds, you know what's coming up. If you hear a sound of a siren, you know to look in your rearview mirror or look out because it's a fire truck, a police car, or an ambulance coming your way. There's certain sounds that you hear, you know what they mean. When you hear a train whistle, you know that a train is getting ready to come down the track. When you hear sounds when you're driving and a horn blows, you need to know that you need to look around because somebody is trying to warn you of something. There are sounds that we hear, we know that something is getting ready to take place, and that's what I want to talk about today, a sound. And I want to read out of Daniel chapter 3, and this story is about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they stood before the great image that King Nebuchadnezzar. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were Hebrew children taken into captivity into Babylon, and they were held captive into this country. And they were brought before this heathen king, Nebuchadnezzar, and all the other princes and all the heads of the states and every great person you could think was gathered in this valley to worship this false image that Nebuchadnezzar, this golden image that he had made of himself, and he made a law that everybody was to fall down and worship this image of himself. And that's what this story is about. But I want you to hear something that I never caught before quite like this in the scripture. Daniel chapter 3, verse 15. And this is Nebuchadnezzar speaking to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they failed to fall down and worship this image, and everybody else was worshiping, everybody else fell down in worship. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went fall down in worship, and then they were brought before Nebuchadnezzar, and they said, we do not worship the golden image. He said, you're not going to worship this golden image that I've set up. And he was going to give them another chance to bow down. You know, the devil going to give you many chances to bow down. But this is what Nebuchadnezzar said. Now listen very carefully to this. In verse 15, he said, now, if ye be ready, okay, now if you're ready, I'm going to give you another chance, but now if you're ready, that at what time ye hear the sound. Nebuchadnezzar was going to give them another sound. another chance to bow down. Now, he said, now, when you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the saxophone, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Oh, what arrogance. He said, now listen, when you hear the sound, fall down and worship. And if you do that, that's going to be good. That's going to be well. That's going to make me happy. But if you don't, I'm going to throw you in this fiery furnace sitting out here. And then who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You know what? I want you to think about this. Babylon had been a great conquering nation. They had conquered and went into many nations and conquered many peoples. And they went in their temples and they toted their gods back and they put them in their treasure house. But when they ran over Jerusalem and the temple of God, they didn't find Israel's God. They didn't find the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They didn't find him. And he said, now who is this God that you serve is going to deliver you out of my hands? He was saying, listen, your God may be whatever, but my hands are bigger than your God's hands. That's what the world is saying to us today. You fall down and do what I tell you because I'm bigger than your God. No, you're not. You're not bigger than my God. My God is the Almighty God. He's an everlasting God. He's the God that created the universe. He's the God that breathed the breath in your body. He's the God that's making your heart beat. He's the God that's feeding the fowls of the air. He's the God that attends the sparrow's funeral. He's the God that rolled back the Red Sea. He's the God that let the walls of Jericho fall down. He's the God that shook a nation to bring his people out of bondage. He's the God that caused his son to be born of a virgin. He's the God that healed the blinded eyes and caused the lame to walk. He's the God that sent his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but would have everlasting life. He's the God. God. That's the God. Oh, who is this God? When people want to know who your God is, get you a backbone and stand up and tell them who your God is. This God saved my soul from hell. And this God sent his son. And I have received him as my savior. And because he lives, I live. And I will rule and reign with him throughout eternity. Because I'm a child of the king. That's whose God I serve. Come on, people. Get a backbone. I love that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, listen, we're not careful to speak in this matter. Some other things we might have to walk around, but this one thing we're not going to walk around. This one thing we're not going to back up on. This one thing, I don't tell you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told Nebuchadnezzar, we're not going to bow down to your image. They said, if it be so, our God whom we serve, not some God that they heard about, not some God that your mama told them about or grandma told, but the God that we serve. See, it's the difference in knowing about God and knowing God. One man told me one day, he said, God is dead. I said, well, that's mighty funny. I just talked to him a few minutes ago. The God that I serve, the God that I serve. He said, the God that we serve, he is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. This is what they told the king. Our God is able. This furnace that you got and you threatened us with, our God is able to deliver us out of that furnace. But if he don't, he's going to deliver us out of your hand one way or the other. Come what may, your hand can't touch my soul. Your hand can't send me to hell. Your hand can't make me deny my God. Your hand is not big enough to make me deny my God. That's what they told him. Go ahead, king, and do what you want to do. Our God, he's able. The one we serve, the one that we love, the one that we made a stand for, the one that's in our hearts, he's able to deliver us from this furnace. Today, I want you to look at the furnace that you're facing. I want you to look at the trial you're facing. I want you to look at the heartache you're facing and tell it, my God is able to deliver me out of this thing. My God is able to set me free. My God is able to heal my body. My God, he's able to do it. Can you say that today? And he said, they told him, said, God's going to deliver us out of your hands. The hand of the enemy will not dictate the destination of God's people. I want you to write that down somewhere, and I want you to know it. The hand of the enemy will not dictate, the destiny of God's people. I'm in God's hand, and God's hand dictates my destiny, and God's hand provides for me, and God's hand keeps me. He said in the book of Isaiah that he would uphold me with the right hand of his righteousness. His hand is upon us today. If we believe in Jesus and we've made him our Savior, it is his hand. And he told them, he said, do what you got to do, but we're not going to bow down. And the God that we serve is able to deliver us out of your hand. They answered his question, and they didn't back up. They didn't hang their heads, and they didn't beg for mercy. They said, no, we're not bowing down. Go ahead and make any sounds you want to make. We got sounds going in our country, sounds to taking down the Ten Commandments, sounds not even putting crosses up on our soldiers' graves, sounds to take out. We've taken out the Ten Commandments and the Bibles out of school, and we replace them with law enforcement. Isn't that telling you something? Sounds, you can't pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in any other name you want to, but leave out the name of Jesus. Where there's no other name given where we have salvation except through the name of Jesus. What sound are you listening to today? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they heard a greater sound. They heard the sound of God's word. And God's word says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. You see, when you know God's word and his sound of God's word will override the sound of the enemy. There's on big trucks, there's an override button. And you could override that engine. And that override, when you put in God's word, it overrides what the devil's trying to do to you. Hear what God is saying versus what man is saying. And God's word overrides the enemy every time. Not sometime, not part of the time, but all the time. God's word is faithful and true. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, go ahead and do what you got to do. And the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and his face, even the look on his face, changed. And he commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be bound. And he got the strongest men that he had, and he threw him in the furnace, and when they opened up the furnace, the flames lashed out and got the two men that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in. Let me tell you, you better be careful how you put your hands on God's people, because the very thing that you're using to destroy them will lash back out on you, because child, let me tell you, you reap what you sow, and what you do is going to be given back to you. And that's what happened to those men. That flames that was meant for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got the king's strongest men that they had. You can't touch God's anointed. God has his hand on them. You might think you got your hand, but the proof, the old saying is, the proof is in the pudding. But I'm going further. The proof is in the deliverance. And child, if you'll be faithful to make a stand for God, God will deliver you and God will set you free. But you got to stand the heat. You got to stand the fire. You got to stand the opposition. When you hear the sound, don't bow down. When you see the sound of the furnace and hear the sound of the furnace roaring, don't bow down. When you hear the sound of the threat of the king and the government and the law, don't be afraid. There's people in other lands right now being crucified because they belong to Jesus, being persecuted and the houses and the churches burned. But when they hear the sound of the threats, they've not bowed down and they're not quit. And there's a home waiting for them in heaven, and they will hear when they enter the portals of glory. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Oh, let me tell you, enemy, you can't put your hand on God's people, because his hand is bigger than yours. And when they cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into that furnace, let me tell you what happened. The king got up and he looked in the porthole, and then he asked and he said, listen, did we not throw three men in? And the Bible says, did we not cast in three men in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said, true, O king. And then he said in that verse 25, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. You you see, because when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego heard the sound, that they wouldn't bow down. When they heard the sound to deny the God, they wouldn't do it. And because they heard the sound, Nebuchadnezzar got a glimpse of Jesus. When you make your stand, people are going to see Jesus. They're going to see the wonder-working power of the blood of the Lamb. God is faithful. And then he said this. He said, I see they have no hurt. They're loose. The ropes that we tied them with are gone. And the fire has no hurt. And the Bible says that they're loose into the fire. And they're walking in the midst of the fire. And it has no hurt on them. In other words, they're walking around. You're not going to stop the walk of God. The furnace is not going to stop your walk. The ropes that they tie you with are not going to stop the walk. Because Jesus is that fourth man coming in the fire. You won't face anything that Jesus won't be there with you. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He is in our midst. And then the Bible tells us this, that they brought them out. And when they did, they said that the fire had no power. Not any hair on the head was singed. And the coats were not changed. And the Bible says that the smell of fire had passed, had not even passed on them. That they didn't even smell like smoke. And then Nebuchadnezzar, this was turnaround time. You see, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they, when they heard the sound, they wouldn't bow down and they wouldn't give up. They wouldn't worship a false god. It was going to be turnaround time in their lives and in the king's lives and in the nation's lives. If I could get some people that will stand. Look, three young men made a change in the nation that day. Three young men is making a change in my life and your life today. Three men made a stand. Everybody else bowed down, but three would not bow down, and they changed the course of the nation that day and the law that day because they would not bow down. I'm standing for God. Can I get two more? Say, Blondie, I'm standing with you. I'm not going to, when I hear the sound, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to worship a false god. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and he said, that God has sent his angel and delivered you. And it's changed the king's word. And he said, listen, I'm going to change my word today. Because I've seen what God did in your life, I'm changing my word. And he said this. That the gods you serve, that they've never seen no other God do things like your God. He said, one that you serve, he said, I've never seen and the God that you serve and worship. He said that you won't worship any other God except your own God. And he said, I've never seen nothing like it. And he said, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to change the law today. If I hear anybody talking bad about your God, I'm going to cut them up in little pieces and I'm going to make a dunghill out of the house. I better not hear nobody talking bad about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said, because of this, he said, there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. He's seen it with his own eyes. But what if when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego heard the sound of the music, what if they fell down and worshipped? This king wouldn't got a glimpse. This king would not have seen what he saw. The nation would not have been changed. This law would not have been made. But God used three young men that made a stand. And when they heard the sound of the music, they wouldn't bow down. The sound of the enemy didn't threaten them. The sound of the roaring furnace didn't threaten them. The sound of the soldiers coming to get them didn't cause them to back up. They stood true to the very end. And they were brought out of the furnace, and not a thing, not a hair on the head was singed. Not a harm had come to him, because they had told him before they went in, the God that we serve is going to deliver us out of your hand, come what may. And God did. God is faithful. And what he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll do for you and he'll do for me. And the Bible says this, and they can't leave this part out. He said, we got to worship this God. He said, I've never seen nothing like this. And then the Bible says in that last verse in the chapter 3 of Daniel, and the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm waiting on promotion day. Promotion day is coming, and I'm not talking about down here. I'm going home to be with Jesus. And I want to ask you a question today. Soon and very soon, Jesus is coming back for his church, the born again believers. And the Bible says that the trump of God will sound. And it's going to be so loud when this incident happens that when the trump of God sounds, that it's going to be so loud that the dead in Christ, the people that have died and were Christians, are going to be resurrected out of their graves to meet the Lord in the air. Then we that are born again are going to go up with them at the same time, and we're going to meet the Lord in the air when we hear the sound of the trump of God. And I want to ask you today, when that trumpet sounds, when you hear the sound, where will you be? Will you be left behind to go through the tribulation time when Satan actually walks the earth and the rule of the Antichrist and the 21 judgments that are coming on the earth in the book of Revelation? Read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Where are you going to be? Where will you be when that trumpet sounds? Will you be left behind, or will you be one that's caught up? Unless you're born again, unless you're washed in the blood of Jesus, you're not going in the rapture or the catching away of the church. Ye must be born again. I'm telling you, when that sound happens, what if it's before this broadcast is over? Are you ready? If you're not ready to meet Jesus, I encourage you right now, pull your car over to the side of the road, or if you can't get off of the road, or if you're in your house, or no matter where you're at, in your heart, just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart, Lord, and save my soul. When the trumpet sounds, when I hear the sound of you calling me out into eternity, I want to be ready. Oh, Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. If you'll pray that from your heart and believe it in your heart, God will save your soul, and God will redeem you. And when that sound comes, oh, and when we go to heaven, we hear those gates open, and we hear him say, enter into the joys of the Lord, thou good and thou faithful servant. What sound are you listening to? Is the devil dictating to you the life that you live? Has he got you bound in sin and drugs and all kind of habits and all kind of evil stuff? Are you listening to the sound of the Savior? The Bible says the devil comes. He's a thief. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give you life, and I come to give it more abundantly. But what sound, what voice are you listening to today? I beg of you, while you still are talking to some people, some of you won't see another tomorrow. Some of you might not even see the next few minutes. But I'm begging you right now, hear the sound of the gospel message. We have heard the gospel sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. One of the first songs that I ever remember hearing. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. Come on, do you remember that song? And I'm telling you, you can sum the Bible up from Genesis to Revelation in four words. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for you because he loves you. Will you hear the sound of love today and accept Jesus into your heart and into your life? Pray the sinner's prayer. Ask him to forgive you and ask him to come in your heart and walk by faith, not by sight. Don't look at the circumstance that the enemy has painted up before you, but look at what God can do for you. Look at how God can bless you. Look at what God wants to do for you. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah that he wants to renew your strength. He wants to cause you to run and not be worried and walk and not faint. He wants to mount you up as like old wings of eagles, and carry above the cares and troubles of this world, where the kings and the evil's hand can't touch you. God is a delivering God. God is an awesome God. And God is faithful. And God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he tells you in the word, he's going to do it. Can you receive that today? Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you move. I know there's people listening under the sound of my voice. Under the sound of my voice. I said under the sound of my voice. This is decision time. Help them, God, speak to them, become real to them, to make the decision to stand for you and to live for you. And I ask it all in the precious, holy name of Jesus. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. And I want to ask you to pray for me as well. But if you have a prayer request, I want you to write me, and I promise I'll pray for you. Some of you have written me, and what I do, I take your prayer requests, and I have a special little thing I keep them in, and I pray over them every day. And I want you to know when you send me your request, I'm going to pray for you, but I want you to pray for me too, that I keep on with all these broadcasts. Every week I'm responsible for 10 broadcasts. I have 3 30-minute TV broadcasts. I have 3 30-minute radio broadcasts, and then I have five-minute broadcasts across the country. In all, it's 10 broadcasts I'm responsible for every week. Every week, I'm responsible for 10 broadcasts going from the West Coast to the East Coast. And also on the Internet, you can visit me at truckingforjesus.org. And my messages and my books and about my ministry is on there. And I'm in my 40th year of Trucking for Jesus. My husband and I started the ministry in 1975. He's gone home to be with the Lord. It'll be 4 years, February the 14th, 2015, that he went home to be with the Lord. But since he's gone home, I'm still carrying on and still preaching. But I ask that you pray for me as well. And if God lays on your heart, write me a letter and tell me, Blondie, I'm praying for you and you pray for me. It encourages me to hear from you. God bless you today. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And when you hear the sound, stand for God. When you hear the sound, don't back up. Don't be afraid. The Lord says, fear ye not, for I'm with you. I'm not going to leave you, and I'm not going to forsake you. When I get ready to go out in revivals, and I just got back from California, and soon I'll be going to Oklahoma and Texas. But when I go out into the trips and the revivals round about my home here, and wherever God leads me, I pray, Lord, I know that He said I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I ask the Lord to give me traveling mercies and put His angels all about me. There are angels all about us. God has dispatched angels all about us, and we are there heirs to those. They're ministering angels to the heirs of salvation, and that's us today. God bless you today, and I pray that you have a wonderful day in Jesus, and I pray today that you're making yourself ready to get into the house of God, and that you'll be faithful to get back to church, get on your knees and pray. That's a remedy for America. Go back to church, get on your knees and pray. Church is important. Praying is important. Reading God's Word is important. We need the Word down in our heart because we're living in a time of deception. Many people are being deceived because they have taken other people's Word for the Word of God and not read it and learn it for themselves. I beg you today, hear the Word, get in the Bible and read it for yourself and let God bless you. He said, I sent my Word and I heal my people and I deliver them from their destructions. God bless you. Have a marvelous day in Jesus.